Jamaica warmly welcomes Her Excellency Minister Rambalee and her team, and thanks her for the extensive update on measures taken and planned to improve human rights in St. Lucia, noting that since its last review in 2011, the government has made genuine efforts and strides in improving access to food, water, and housing, and responding to concerns affecting an array of civil and political rights. We note that many of these efforts have been supported by UN agencies and bilateral donors. Jamaica commends St. Lucia for its frank assessments of both progress and shortcomings made, including the matter of reporting and coordination of human rights, which the government attributes to the absence of a national human rights institution. We commend St. Lucia for its determination to address this issue by soliciting assistance from the UNDP, among others. We strongly recommend that St. Lucia intensify its direct engagement with the OHCHR in order to ensure that the country receives coherent, appropriate, tailor-made assistance from the UN as a whole. We also recommend that St. Lucia explore diverse options to improve the coordination of human rights, including, but not limited to, the establishment of a single mechanism such as an NHRI. Jamaica commends St. Lucia for initiatives to address pressing issues of concern to the society, such as the introduction of recorded testimonies of vulnerable witnesses via video link, the planned introduction of a police use of force policy, launching of a child disability grant, establishment of a vulnerable persons team within the police force to respond exclusively to domestic violence against women and children, and the establishment of its national health helpline for persons who may be suicidal or suffering from other mental health and related problems. Jamaica commends St. Lucia for its utilization of regional mechanisms in pursuing its human rights agenda. This demonstrates a confidence in the expertise available in the Caribbean region and the wider hemisphere, which augurs well for the continued sharing of best practices with St. Lucia's neighbors. We wish St. Lucia all the very best in this current UPR.